Shower and why I'm with it. I can't wait to get a shower. You're stranded, no one to answer your phone calls, you're in the sun, waiting for some who knows when, you know, when Tony Jago will pick you up, and you're just thinking of that shower, it's just going to be a great feeling. That's the feeling of looking forward for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that you're looking forward to be able to, we're looking forward to be able to get rid of this dirt that we carry with us, that accumulates. And we'll be able to wash off of ourselves. It's something to look forward to. It's something that you don't usually you do something bad, and that's who you are. You're somebody that did that bad thing. And we have this special opportunity that if you do tshuva, then you never had it, then you could start again. Then it's a new beginning. In the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down from the Eliyahu Rabba, why is it that we always make sure to start slichos at least 4 days before slichos start, then before Rosh Hashanah comes? Why is it we need at least 4 days of slichos before Rosh Hashanah comes? And he explains, since in the Psukim, usually when it talks about bringing a korban, it says, v'hikravtem ola. But on Rosh Hashanah, it says, v'asitem ola. Make yourselves an ola. On Rosh Hashanah, we're makriv ourselves, and therefore, just like by a korban, you have to put it aside 4 days before and check it, and look if it has a mum or a blemish, and spend time getting it ready to be a korban. So too, if you're going to be makriv yourself, you need at least 4 days to investigate oneself and look into oneself. A very part of what comes along with the time of slichos is looking at oneself, taking a self inventory, looking at the things that we do, being honest with ourselves, where we're holding, even things that we're not going to change, but just to be honest. And to look into the mirror and to admit to ourselves where we're holding. The most important preparation for Rosh Hashanah, and the thing that probably is the hardest for us, one of the reasons why it's so uncomfortable sometimes approaching these days, why would someone not want Elul, not want Rosh Hashanah, not want Yom Kippur? Because the thought of having to think about what we do, what's right and what's wrong, to think about the thought of maybe having to change something, it's annoying. Something's getting in the way. Something's like telling us what to do, taking away a little bit of our independence or our liberty. The idea of Rosh Hashanah is that you're getting off the throne. You're getting off the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're admitting, you're saying, I'm not the one that's in charge. I'm not the king over my own life. I can't just do whatever it is that I want to do. There's a higher source. There's the one that created me that I have to answer to. And you're returning him back onto the throne. We're returning him back onto the throne and recognizing that he's the king. The first thing we're going to say in Slichos, which this is the most important, L'cha Hashem atztaka v'lanu boshes apanim. Hashem, you're completely right and just, and we have only what to be embarrassed. To be able to stand in front of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be embarrassed means a person comes to a recognition that I can't just do whatever it is that I want. This world isn't mine. I don't just happen to be here. There's a purpose. There's expectations. And there's a creator that created me that gave me instructions of how to live in this world. And generally we all, everybody, on some way or other, we push that to the back of our mind and don't think about it at all. The idea of the blowing of the shofar, the idea of as we get closer saying slichos, Rosh Hashanah, is slowly reminding ourselves deeper and deeper and deeper and stronger and stronger and stronger, you are not in charge, you are not in control, there is a king, what you do matters. Take inventory, look at where you're holding, start to check up, look into the korban. What does it mean to be makir of yourself? You not kill yourself? What do you mean you're makir of yourself on Rosh Hashanah? It means you're raising your hands and surrendering to Hashem and saying, we're saying to Hashem, Hashem, you are in charge and I'm not the boss. Probably the thing that most uncomfortable, and the reason why we don't want to do this the most, is because there's a lot of things that we plan on still doing. There's a lot of things that we plan on still doing, and we don't plan on stopping. We may know we're wrong, we know we don't even have a good excuse for it, but I plan on doing it. So what do we do about that? So it's important, one thing the Yetzirah sometimes tries to get us to do is to define ourselves by those sins and by those averas that we do, that we plan on doing, and make us think that if we're going to do that, then there's no other, then we're not ready to do tshuva yet. We'll push the tshuva off, because as long as I'm going to keep on doing that, there's nothing to talk about yet. Chazal say, ein avera So ma'avir mitzvah, an avera doesn't erase a mitzvah, and a mitzvah doesn't erase an avera. That just because somebody sins doesn't get rid of the good things that he does, and just because a person plans on sinning doesn't erase the good things that he does. The Yetzer tries to make us define ourselves and see ourselves as still stuck in the mud and categorize us like that, because it keeps us like that. If we could train ourselves to live with that contradiction that yes, there are things wrong that I do, but it doesn't mean that there aren't ways that I could also get better at the same time. I'm not going to do everything at once, but I can still take some steps in the right direction. So that's something that enables us to start to move forward. And another thing for us to also remember is that there's nothing, it's completely okay, and there's something positive and necessary in apologizing to Hashem, even when we're not going to stop what we're apologizing for. To come to Slichos and to still say, Hashem, I know that I'm wrong, and I know I'm embarrassed, and I know I'm probably going to continue doing the things that I'm going to do. And I'm sorry, and I ask you to help me to stop in the future. But to have communication with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to not close the door and close off all communication unless you could do everything that Hashem wants, but to speak honestly and sincerely in front of Hashem to who we are. We can't hide it anyway. He knows us through and through. He also knows how hard it is for us. But to open up the door and to speak to Him. So during the days of Slichos, we want to take out some time to look at ourselves, think about what are some things that maybe I could work on, that I'm ready to work on, that I should work on. And when we're apologizing, we say vidoy, a new thing that we're going to start saying now during Slichos, the Sfardim started, the Ashkenazim are going to start, is to start to confess, to admit about the different things that we did wrong, to start to face ourselves and the things that we do. There's one thing I wasn't sure if I should say, I shouldn't say, I'm going to just say it anyway. But before I do, one thing I wanted to ask Slicha for, and the time of Slicha is, I'm sorry that the air conditioner is not on. And Amir Tashem, we hope that we'll get that fixed for the future, that on Mishmar night we'll have the air conditioner on. But at least maybe we'll burn a little bit here, and that'll also help. There's a Chazal, in Pesachim, and this is the last thing I want to say, a beautiful idea. It says the Chazal, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Machriz Aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yom. There are three things that Hashem announces every day. By the way, this last point that I debated whether to bring up or not to bring up, it's not just about Slichos. The reason why I was debating is it has to do with where some of us might find ourselves in an hour from now. So more like an introduction or like a sending off to that. It says in Chazal, Amar B'Yochanan, Shlosha Machir Zalem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yom. There are three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces in Shemayim. What's the idea of something being announced in Shemayim? Something being announced in Shemayim. What's the idea of something being announced? So I heard of Yankel Galinsky. He gave a beautiful idea. He said, you know, in this world, we turn on the radio, we watch the news, to know what's going on, what's happening, what are the big things that are happening in the world now? And how do you know if something is a big thing, like a world-changing, you know, a history-changing thing? What's big news? So the first few things that they mention on the list, when you turn on the news, those are the bigger things that are happening right now in the world. Another way to know what's big that's happening in the world is how often, how many times they announce it. They announce it once, they announce it a few times that day, they announce it every day that week. When the Twin Towers came down, they were talking about it for a long, long time. That was a big thing. When something else happens, maybe they might announce it a few times that day or for 2 days, but after a while they stop announcing it because, okay, now there's new, more important, now there's new, more current and more important news. Is there anything that's announced always, all the time, every day, constantly on the news? We don't have something of that major importance in the news. And there's one more thing to know, how important, how big and life-shaking news is who's the one that's announcing it? Usually the regular newscaster announces the news, but sometimes a big thing happens and the president or the prime minister gets on the news, and you know beforehand he's going to be getting on, and everybody tunes in, all of a sudden his face shows up, or his voice comes out, and he starts to announce, something big. Big, important news that we have to speak. And now you know is something of the most major importance. So here, the things that they need to announce on the radio, the things that we don't know until they happen, they need to inform us of them. We don't know that there's going to be an earthquake. We don't know a president's going to be shot. We don't know there's going to be a war. We don't know Bin Laden's going to be killed or the Twin Towers are going to fall. So they have to announce those things. They're huge, major news, and they matter to us. In Shemayim, that's not news. They knew it beforehand. They knew it hundreds of years before. All that stuff, Hakol Bidei Shemayim. Everything they knew in Shemayim, all the Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they knew all that news. That's not news in Shemayim. When things are announced in Shemayim, it's the things that we do. Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Meir HaShemayim. Everything is predetermined in Shemayim, except for the decisions that each and every individual makes within their own personal life. That we have Bechira Chavshitz, and that's big news. And in Shemayim, those are the things that come up on their radio to announce to all the Malachim, guess what happened? What's the big news? So if there's a piece of news in Shemayim that's announced always, all the time, constantly, never stopping, that's major news. That means that's shaking the heavens and affecting everything. And if the one that's announcing it is not a malach, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself getting on the news and announcing across all the heavens, guess what? Blank, 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 blank. That is, there can't be greater, bigger news that exists. So what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machriz aleihem b'chol yom? What is it that in the heavens makes big news, the headlines, all the time in Shemayim that Hashem is constantly declaring it? And I just want to list the first thing on the list and then that's it. Aravak hadar b'krach v'enochote. A single man that lives in a city and doesn't sin. What's that talking about? A single guy, he's not married, he has a lot of privacy, nobody knows what he's going to do, and he's in a city, so there's a lot available to him. He could do anything, no one will know. What if he would sin, that would be a big sin. So if he doesn't sin, why do they have to announce him at Shemayim? He just did what you're supposed to do. But no, this guy has a big test. It's a major test. He's a single guy. He's in a city. No one will know. It hurts, this test. It's very hard, this test. But if he passes this test, in Shemayim, he's shaking the heavens. God in Shemayim is announcing to every single malach and all of our ancestors and all of everything in Shemayim hears. It's worth Hashem's time to constantly announce, that guy held back. That guy held back. It's one of the three main announcements that are all the time. We think that it's something small, just another thing. This has life-shattering effects on history, on the future, on everything. The decisions that a person makes that nobody else is going to know about. Specifically, a man in a city. So, now remember we said in the first Shmuz that sometimes the Rebbeim will give Divrei Chizuk and there's different ways to take it. Sometimes you can feel, oh, it's too much, I can't. So, and we explain, one of the things we said over there is that when somebody says something, when Rabbi Schneider gives his life-changing shmuz, you know, or any of the Rebbeim gives you Divrei Chizuk, you have to now, okay, you heard what they have to say, and now think how that translates to you. What is it that for you is a task that you could hold back from and that you're going to focus that Chizuk onto to fight from, but not to think, oh, it's either all or nothing. That's what the Torah tries to get us to do. Think it's either all or nothing, because I'm not ready to do all, so therefore I'm not starting yet. Let me wait till after Sukkot. No, it's not like that. That whatever a person does, every little bit more that's good, any better his limitation is, has tremendous life-changing, to the whole, the world-changing ramifications. And not to make our decisions lightly. Shkai. Di da 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 da